Titus chapter 1. Paul, a servant of God and a sent one of Jesus, the Anointed One, for the benefit of the faith of God's elect, and to spread the knowledge of the truth which leads to a life which exhibits reverent respect for God. I do this because of the hope of the eternal life of God, which God, who is completely trustworthy, committed himself to grant us before the ages of time. But now, in his chosen time, he has made known this word of his, by the proclamation of the message with which I was entrusted, according to the commandment of God, our Savior. To Titus, my true child, in our mutual faith, grace and peace from God the Father and the Anointed One, Jesus, our Savior. I left you in Crete to do this favor for me, that you would additionally correct the things that were lacking, and point out the older, more spiritually mature brothers in every city, as I instructed you. Such men are ones who are blameless, the husband of one wife, having children who believe, men who are not accused of behaving like the unsaved, or of being disobedient to God. For the watchman must be blameless as God's steward, not self-willed, not quick to get angry, not quarrelsome, not someone who strikes others, including his wife, not greedy for money, but given to hospitality, a promoter of virtue, discreet, just, holy, self-controlled, holding faithfully to the word which is according to the correct teaching, so that he may be able to encourage others by teaching, and to reprove those who contradict the truth. For there are many men who are not subject to God, deceivers who are full of useless words, especially the Judaizers, whom it is essential to silence. These men disrupt whole households by teaching the law, which is not binding upon believers, in order to gain favor and money. One of them, a prophet of their own, said, "Cretans are always liars, depraved animals, lazy gluttons." This testimony is true. Therefore, cut off this tendency immediately by rebuking them, so that they may be sound in the faith and not adhering to Jewish sayings, specifically the commandments of men who have turned away from the truth. To the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and without faith, nothing is pure, but both their minds and their consciences are contaminated. They profess that they know God, but they deny him by their actions and are detestable, disobedient, and useless for any genuinely good work. This is the end of Titus chapter 1.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.